Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also some things we might be able to spot in our dark skies. As usual, we're grateful to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal, and we're welcoming him back now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. So this week, stargazers, the bright planets of Jupiter and Saturn can be found in the south after sunset. The planet Venus can also be seen low in the west just after the sun sets. The moon is passing through its last quarter phase this week, and by week's end, we will have a return to dark skies perfect for stargazing.
You mentioned Jupiter. I hear we have news about one of Jupiter's moons.
Indeed. Now, the universe is full of radiation, and one of the most energetic forms of radiation are the cosmic rays. These hard-hitting rays travel close to the speed of light, and they can originate from pretty much anywhere, including distant galaxies and even the sun. Cosmic rays, gamma rays, and ultraviolet rays can be very bad for life. And that's got NASA's scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory very concerned indeed, because they're studying Jupiter's moon Europa. And they're worried that cosmic rays may destroy evidence of life on that frozen moon.
So are there not fields that sort of protect Europa the way that Earth has, that sort of thing?
Well, at first glance, it would appear that Europa has no protection because it doesn't really have an atmosphere or a strong magnetic field like the Earth. But it does have Jupiter. And it just so happens that Jupiter may be helping Europa survive the cosmic bombardment by reducing the amount of radiation it receives.
And that sounds like great news, but if we're going to explore Europa, we're still going to have to dig down to find evidence, right?
Absolutely. And that's no small task. The Europan ice sheet is estimated to be around a mile thick on average. That's a lot of ice. However, it may be possible to recover pristine samples from just a few yards down, which is just out of reach of those pesky cosmic rays.
Yeah, I don't see a mile-deep drill operation going on Europa any year soon. That's a good one. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer, which we keep at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.